This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Today we'll check in with the ag teacher and FFA advisor for Gillespie High School, Rick Spencer. I caught up with Rick last week at the drone workshop I attended, and we talked about his views on drones, district interviews a couple of his students participated in, and of course the chapter's plant sale that's happening today and tomorrow at the high school. This morning started out, we had some kind of classroom time to learn about the new technology, and now we have some hands-on demonstrations. Anything that you learned this morning that was new to you or something that was the most interesting about this technology?
Well, I knew some of the ideas of the legalities behind the drones, but I learned a lot this morning that you can get in a lot of trouble if you use them illegally, and we're going to have to look into a lot of things, make sure our drone for our school is registered, make sure we're licensed and all that, especially as a hobby or recreation. But I think it's going to be a value, especially to teach the kids. Of course, we've talked about GPS, and but you know, having an unmanned drone like this is going to be an asset to, you know, farmers being able to fly over their fields and see where the low spots are, especially when corn is growing, and in places where it's not doing as well, you can take pictures for fertilizer purposes, and it's just going to be a benefit all around for kids and farmers in general.
And you have several years of experience yourself as a farmer and also teaching agriculture to students. What do you think this means for the students that you have now and future generations with it, agriculture and the technology being as advanced as it is and it's going to be moving forward? What do you think what that means for your students now and the future?
Well, I think equipment sales is kind of tough right now for kids to go into that career area, but I think as far as technology, especially with drones like this, this gentleman was talking about the amount of jobs available out there from some of these companies that are selling drones. I think there's a lot of opportunities for these kids and kids that are farming. I believe this is going to be a great advancement for them to learn. And plus, if they want to go into fertilizers and work for a company like CHS or M&M Service, they have that background and that knowledge of technology to where they can use that to their advantage.
Well, I think those were all great points you made there, and I want to now talk about some things that have been going on at the school and with your students. Recently had some district interviews for record books, so tell us how those went and how the students did.
Sure, appreciate that. We had some students went to district. A couple of them unfortunately didn't get a chance to go to state, but Emily Harzey just got second place in the state with her ag sales area, and Amber Manis also went to state in diversified horticulture, and she got third place. So those girls did a really great job with their projects, worked very hard, but unfortunately didn't win the state.
Well, congratulations to them for making it to the district level. Also said you've got some CDEs coming up for the end of the year, so tell us what's going to be happening with those.
Sure, we just participated in livestock judging this week at in Springfield. Try to get the kids ready to go to state here in a few weeks. I also have horticulture judging coming up, which will be held down in Staunton at Mayfield's produce. And then kind of round out the year, we have our section banquet, and we also have ag mechanics, ag business management, and quiz bowl will all be at Gillespie in the end of April.
Sounds like lots of great things happening for the chapter. And also, you told me you've got a plant sale coming up next week. So what are the details about that, and when can people come and stop by to buy some plants?
Sure. We are looking forward to our plant sale, and we want to invite everybody out. I know it's a little early, and the weather's been up and down. I'm ready for the wind to quit and just to warm up. But we are going to have our sale on this coming up Friday, which is April 15th, from 4 to 7 behind the high school. We're also going to be open on Saturday, April 16th from 8 to noon. We have a lot of different plants. We have a lot of cabbage, tomatoes, peppers, and then, we have a lot of flowers from petunias, geraniums, hanging baskets. So we also have our popular hanging baskets of tumbler tomatoes, which we have about 50 baskets of those. So we're looking forward to a good sale, so we invite the community to come out for Friday, April 15th from 4 to 7 and April 16th from 8 to noon.
And I would say this plant sale probably serves as one of your bigger fundraisers for the chapter?
With the lack of funding, it is probably our only fundraiser. We lost our land lab last year, but this greenhouse, the kids use it as a great learning tool. It's been a great experience. I have 25 students in horticulture this year. It's kind of tough to get everybody in that greenhouse, but today they're working on transplanting. We just got some begonias in yesterday, so they're working on that today. But it's a great learning tool, but it is a good fundraiser for the kids. I look at it as, if we break even, I'm happy, but it's always nice to make a little extra money to help, you know, purchase things in the future.
Rick Spencer, FFA advisor for the Gillespie FFA chapter. And we'll have more farm news after these messages. Agriculture groups are telling lawmakers farmers are facing increased financial pressure in an economic downturn brought on by low commodity prices. At a House Agriculture Subcommittee hearing on Thursday, the American Farm Bureau and the National Farmers Union told lawmakers the downturn of the farm economy is forcing farmers to tighten their belts. Net farm income has declined from $123 billion in 2013 to an estimated $55 billion for 2016. Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall told the subcommittee lower prices will affect income for all farmers and ranchers, but will have an even greater impact on new and young farmers. Farm Bureau took the time to urge lawmakers to approve the Trans-Pacific Partnership, stop the Waters of the U.S. rule, and establish a national GMO labeling standard to alleviate pressure on the agriculture sector. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson urged the subcommittee to focus on commodity programs that he says need more attention in the next farm bill. Those programs include the Agricultural Risk Coverage, or ARC, program and the Stacked Income Protection Plan, or better known as STACS, program. A research study has found a correlation between income and peanut consumption. New data accumulated by the USDA finds that families with income well above the federal poverty level consume more peanuts and tree nuts compared to lower-income families. USDA's Economic Research Service says nut allergies and consumers' perceptions about the cost of peanuts and tree nuts may play a role in consumption patterns. The data shows families with incomes 185% above the federal poverty level for a family of four in 2008 consumed more of the products than lower-income families from 1994 to 2008. In 2007 to 2008, higher-income Americans ate 6.7 pounds of peanuts per person per year and 3.7 pounds of tree nuts, compared with the 4.5 pounds of peanuts and 1.4 pounds of tree nuts consumed by lower-income consumers. USDA research shows children consumed more peanuts per person than adults during 1994 to 1998, but since then, adults have consumed more peanuts than children. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.